Okay. And I guess we just, like, I'm going to, like, talk into the microphone so you're not going to see my face. But I guess let's just record this conversation and whatever happens, happens. So how do we want to start that?
Maybe you can go, like, welcome to Perfect Stranglers. I'm Kylie. And then I say, and I'm Brie. And then we just start. Yeah.
Then we just start.
Kind of like,
works.
Do like a casual small talk like some of them do, but not as long. It's too bad we don't have our own person, like Stephen Ray Morris or something.
I know. Fucking Stephen. Stephen. Yeah. I finally Googled him the other day. I've never Googled him. And he has like a holy mustache.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah. I've never seen what he looks like.
Somebody said he sounds like Tina from Bob's Burgers.
You already have your case done, right?
I do. Yeah, I just finished it all up. So it's ready to go.
Okay. I haven't read through mine, and I don't know if it's an hour or not.
I haven't either. I just finished it. I was going to try to test it out, read it to my husband.
He's not going to banter back and forth. We're going to do, is he into murder?
not really.
This is exciting.
We're starting
a podcast. Who fucking starts a podcast?
Right? I've always wanted to.
I know. And I wanted to do this and I couldn't find anyone reliable that I knew would like be invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard to find someone that would actually be invested in it, because they'll do it for like a couple weeks and then be like, meh.
Right.
You know? Like, you really have to love murder to want to do this and like find it fascinating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
There's not a lot of people that would like do this with me. Like,
yeah, people get kind of burnt out on it because it's depressing.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, like, you have to do a comedy podcast with it. Like, you have to have banter.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, make it lighthearted.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's one that I listen to called Sword and Scale. Have you ever listened to that?
No.
They literally play the 911 tapes.
Ooh.
So I listened to one, and it was this, and I can picture it in my fucking, damn it, that stupid rubber band. I kept knocking it down, and it was pissing me off. But, so I can just picture, like, this old dilapidated house that they were in, and you can hear the person shooting people, and you can hear the people screaming in the background because he called 911 as he was killing people.
Oh my god. That's terrifying.
I know. I know. I should not have listened to it.
Oh my god.
I think about it more often than I should.
Jesus. No, usually, if it's like a fake one where you can tell, like, I forget the name of it, but it's that guy who killed his sister-in-law and she was like hanging off the balcony. Do you remember that? Have you heard about that one?
No.
I'll send you a link to it. I think I heard it on My Favorite Murder.
Okay.
But yeah, he called and he's like, there's a girl and she hung herself. But it's, like, he knows her. It's his sister-in-law. And he was, like, super
That's
calm
weird.
About it. And he was, like, one of the few suspects. So it's, like, you could tell it was a fake, like, you know, like, he had something to do with it.
Yeah. There was one that reminds me of one that I listened to. And I don't know if it was on My Favorite Murder or And That's Why We Drink. It was on one of them. And it was about a woman who hung herself on Halloween and everyone thought she was a Halloween decoration.
Oh my god, yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that story.
And, like, is it a creepypasta? Like, or did it really happen?
It sounds like an urban legend. It's weird.
I kind of want to know now if it's real.
I bet you it
Could
is.
Could you imagine? Yeah, I mean, like, weirder shit has happened.
Definitely.
Could you imagine?
I mean,
just people, like seeing.
Right. People like shoot people on 4th of July because it sounds like fireworks. Why wouldn't they, you know, hang somebody on Halloween because it looks like a decoration?
My greatest fear, the reason I don't go to group like fireworks, like Riverside and stuff, I hate them because it is so loud. Anyone can just like open fire on anyone and no one would think anything of it.
Yeah.
Because it's so loud.
For real. There was a shooting right outside my house that I lived at like 2 years ago. Like the neighbors were being super loud and they were being loud outside. And I almost, like, I was just about to stick my head out and be like, hey, shut the hell up. Like, it's 2 a.m. People are trying to sleep. And then all of a sudden, like, this shooting started. And I was like, oh, my God. And then I went back in and I saw more shooting from, like, from my kitchen window. Like, it was, like, outside of my house. Like, they, like, a bullet went through our wood railing by our stairs. It was nuts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So when I lived on Kane Street, a couple blocks down, someone's house got broken into and they were pistol whipped.
Oh my God.
And I know. And I was pregnant at this time. I was like, oh my God, someone's going to break in. Like, I was freaking out. And nothing happened. Nothing happened. And then I remember being home alone with Everly and someone like pounded on the door and no one was there. And this would happen a couple times, like, sporadically, and it always creeps me out. Like, who's lurking around my house?
Right.
And then one time, this is, like, a paranormal thing, because this had been happening to me, and I was like, who, like, someone knows that I am just, like, a woman in here with a baby.
Yeah.
And so Anthony and I were sleeping upstairs. Everly was still, like, a newborn, pretty much. And Anthony's dad had died in October, and this had been in, like, December. And him and I were just laying down, sleeping. And his dad was a yeller. He was always screaming. And Anthony and I woke up to a very loud, hey! Like, scared us. I'm not even kidding. Oh, and Anthony does not believe in this shit at all. And
but he heard it too?
Like, the loud... Yes, and we were both laying in bed. And we both shot up, looked at each other. And he's like, did you hear that? And I said, well, what did you hear? And he's like, I heard a hey! And I was like, I heard your dad.
Oh my God.
And so he checked outside, looked at the cameras. I went and checked on Everly, made sure her white noise was still on, all of that stuff. There was absolutely no one around.
That's creepy.
And it sounded like it was at the very edge of our bed. And oh my God. Sounded exactly, yes, it sounded like it was in our room at the edge of our bed going, hey!
Oh,
like,
that's creepy.
So loud.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps.
It gives me goosebumps. It literally sounded like his dad. And he never has anything bad. Like, Anthony does not believe in the paranormal, really. Nothing ever really happens to him, but that happened.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Yeah. And I thought it was another person, like, banging on her door or something. But nope, it was just the ghost of Jeff.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Yeah. I could tell. I have a lot of stories I could tell for that type of thing.
That's good. It's a good thing we're starting a podcast.
No shit. My sister and my brother and I used to go ghost hunting.
Nice. I've never been. I've like, always wanted to. No one will go with
like,
me.
Just like around. Oh my God, I would totally go. Just like around Berry Mills and that area. One time my sister and I were, I had like this 94 Subaru Impreza, tiny, tiny cars. The car I had in beauty school, a little seafoam green thing. And we were driving in the middle of nowhere and I hit a bump and the front of my car fell down and it was in literally country. There was nothing but trees in front of us, a creepy old house like over here, nothing over here. And my car with the whole front end of it was in a hole waist deep and we had to lift my car out.
Oh my God.
Oh, we did it.
Holy shit.
I know. I have just, like, dumb stories like that that I could totally tell.
Awesome.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Okay.
So what, should we push stop?
Yeah, that's it, stop.
One, two, three.